The Dan and Maz Show.
Hello, podcasters. Your favourite show is about to begin, but what if you could listen to it without having to worry about using data? Your exclusive podcast offer is here. Now that you've pressed play on us, head to ilovedata.com.au and get 50 gigs of data every month for $59.95. No contracts, no catches. ilovedata.com.au. Go on, open up your browser. And now, catch up with the guys.
My fellow Australians, it's time for the first meal of the day. And it's a day that starts with S, which means it must be time for your serving of weekend breakfast. So crank your volume up. To a respectable listening level. It is still quite early. It's time for Dan and Maz Weekend. Hooray!
Makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness. That's what we're talking about.
Morning, legends. It's Dan and Maz Weekends. Hello. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Maz. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
How was your wedding?
My wedding was amazing. Thank you very much. How are you feeling pre your wedding?
Great. Neither of us are getting married, we should say.
No, I was the celebrant at my friend's wedding yesterday.
Yes, and I'm bestman.
Bestman.
Of all the men, I am the best man at my brother's wedding today. So both of us are in a bit of a love mode, you know.
Yeah, we are. We're loved up, but not together, obviously.
Obviously.
We've got a great show planned for you guys.
Right. Am I right, guys? As if, yeah. Locker room talk, yeah. We do have a great show, though. I can see
a piece
of paper on the table in front of me.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. We're going to be talking about aliens a bit later on in the show. And I've got some advice for you, actually, Dan, from last night's wedding. I thought I'd give it to you before
wedding. Yeah. So your wedding was a sort of trial run for my wedding.
Yeah, it was. Like a rehearsal almost.
Great. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for scheduling that. That's good. Yeah.
Happy to help.
Cool.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
It is time to play Confused.
Is our confusing news segment.
It sure is, Dan.
Thank you, Maz. And that's we mashed the two words together. Not unlike DJ Konski with his mashups.
True.
Mashing songs together. We make word mashups, which in a way are cooler.
Oh, I don't know about that.
They are pretty cool.
Konski mashes up Britney Spears with
Nate
rock
Dogg
music.
And G.
You know, yeah, it's like, whoa.
Yeah, but
dude.
We mash up confusing and news, put it in the word blender, and we get confused.
Who's playing this morning, Dan?
Maz, thank you, for asking. That got me back on track. In the Confusadrome this morning, we have Confusinator Matt.
G'day, Matt.
Good morning, Dan and Maz. How are you?
We're good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, it's not too bad. You know, lovely day, but, you know, we're working.
Are we?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, well, you're right, I am. Oh, gosh, I just realised. oh, boy. Okay, Maz, you've got two news stories, one's fake. And Matt, you've got to guess the fake one, okay?
Yeah. No dramas, guys.
Right. Okie dokie. Standing in the middle of a hurricane, shirtless, waving an American flag, whipping your hair around and blasting Slayer is not a good idea. That said, this video posted by Florida resident Lane Pittman to Facebook seems to have everybody talking. It's not his first tango with internet fame. Jacksonville man shreds national anthem so hard cops are forced to arrest him, read a 2015 Orlando Weekly headline referring to the long-haired legend. His arrest caused so much outrage that the police department ended up releasing a multi-paragraph statement in which they noted Pittman was a great dude and wished him good luck with his entertainment career. Hurricane, more like Hurricane.
Oh, because his name's Lane. Okay. That was a good story. I like the sound of that guy.
Or is it story number two? Looking for the next top super old model, grandfather Wang Dishan hit the headlines globally when he strutted shirtless down a catwalk at a fashion show in Beijing in China. He's been dubbed the world's hottest granddad with a torso capable of ripping mountains from the earth.
Wang, very evocative.
Who is 60 years old, is an actor and model, but he's turned his attention to being a life coach, offering advice on how to defy age while still looking so sharp. Matt, Which story is the fake story?
Hot Wang or Hurricane Man?
Well, you'd think that you'd go with number one, being a hurricanes in America and whatnot, and they're cuckoo a bit over there. But I reckon Mr. Wang. I reckon that's the fake one.
You know what, Matt? You are correct.
Oh.
But I will say that Wang is actually a model.
Yeah, I just Googled him.
He is a granddad, and he's not 60 years old, as I said in the story. He's 80 years old.
So it's pretty true.
It was pretty much true. 80 years old.
I might put
a photo. On the catwalk.
I might put a photo of that up on our Twitter, I think.
That's good stuff.
I'm going to tweet that guy.
He has
born in 1936.
Tapped into the fountain of youth right there.
Glug, glug, glug.
Well done, Matt. You have won the glittering prize of nothing.
Sweet F.
Wow.
Yeah,
you made my day.
Oh, thanks, Matt.
So glad you've made our day by being on the show, Maddie.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Good morning, everybody.
Is it a good morning for you, Maz? It seems like a great morning for you. Meanwhile, I'm here hugging my coffee and bleary-eyed like a fool, but you're alert and chirpy and you're bouncing around. Something tells me you've got the secret to a good night's sleep.
I figured it out, guys. I would say in general, though, and Dan, we've worked together for many, many years now.
Yep,
and
we're best friends.
Well, I mean, we've worked together. You've seen me at ungodly hours.
I know. All
different hours. Yeah. And I would say...
You always look beautiful.
That's completely false. Now you're just lying. You're lying about the best friend thing. Now you're lying about the looking thing.
Yep.
But I would say mostly I am a good morning person. As in, I would bound into work, whatever hour it was, and I would be in a pleasant mood.
You're in a great mood this morning.
And this morning I feel like it's on another level. Like I feel like my happy morningness, if that's even a thing, has it's just escalated. And it's because this week I feel like I figured out how to get the perfect night's sleep. Oh, that's nice, isn't it? Oh, don't yawn, then I'll catch it.
Good morning, Australia. Glad you could join us. I'm wearing one of those sort of long night shirts,
a little pointy hat with a
pom-pom on it. I've got a little candle in my hand, like wee Willy Winky.
Oh, cute.
Maz sleeps in the nude, so you're nude right now.
That's true.
Yep.
100% true.
Ah!
So I nerded out a little bit this week and... Ooh. I was like, you know what? I've just had for the last couple of months, whether it was anxiety or insomnia.
What do you have to be anxious about? You work with me.
Yeah, I know. Nothing. I mean, my life's perfect. But I've had some pretty crappy night's sleeps. And so you just wake up and you just don't feel rested and you don't feel grounded. And so I was like, I wonder what I can do about this. So I figured out that you can get this sleep cycle app on your phone. I thought, you know what? I'll try it out. Worst case scenario, I'll have another crappy night's sleep, which is no different to the last couple of months, so whatever. But I got this sleep cycle app, Dan. It's flipping amazing. Oi.
Oh, sorry.
What you do is you put in the time that you need to be awake. So,
it's called an alarm clock. That's why I do the same thing with my alarm clock.
No. It is you operate it similar to an alarm clock. I was going to say night clock. alarm clock.
Okay.
But it functions a bit differently. So this morning I had to be up at 5:45 a.m. So it says, I put in 5:45 a.m. and then it's going to wake you up within a range of time in the 30 minutes prior to 5:45. So what it ends up doing, right, it monitors your sleep and then it wakes you up in your lightest part of sleep, because when you sleep, you go into a deep sleep, which I think is usually when you dream. Yeah, you go into a really deep sleep and then you come out into a lighter sleep. It wakes you up in that range of time at your lightest sleep, so it's not intrusive. So you wake up and you're like, oh, great, I'm awake. Sweet, let's get going. Rather than, oh my God, I hate my life because my alarm just woke me up. And it's a really nice, chilled out alarm.
I think I've found the secret to falling asleep, and it's listening to you talk about this app.
It's honestly changed my life. I would love to know.
How does the alarm go? You said it was a really good alarm.
It's just like a Xavier Rudd song. It's really been amazing. So I would love to know on 13 10 60. I feel like there's a lot of people out there that struggle with getting a good night's sleep. If you've got a good sleep hack, mine is the Sleep Cycle app, and I encourage anyone to try it out.
What's the secret to falling asleep is what you're asking.
What's the secret to the perfect night's sleep?
Is this the opposite of what we should be talking about? Everyone's waking up right now.
Yeah, but if you've had a really good sleep,
we want to know about 13, 10, 60.
Sleep insomnia is the worst.
Here's what I do.
You get blind drunk and pass out.
Sometimes. Let's not bring up last night, please. Gosh.
Hey, no. Look, whatever works for you, mate. Whatever works, it's a safe space.
I'll tell mine next.
Okay. 13 10 60, what are your sweet sleep hacks? We'll talk to you next.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
And a very good morning if you've just woken up. If you're feeling really fresh and really rested and you had a great night's sleep, we'd love to know how you managed to have a great night's sleep. Have you got a sweet sleeping hack? We've got Hester on 13 10 60.
Hester.
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 Yes.
How do you spell your name, Hester?
H-E-S-T-E-R.
Yes.
Hester.
Idiot of a phone operator, Tim, spelt your name H-E-S-T-H-E-R.
So we thought it was Heather, and then we thought it was Esther, but now we understand that it's Hester.
It took us so long to figure it out. And
yeah, everyone always spells my name wrong.
Yeah, but you know what? You deserve better than that. And I said, I reckon it's H-E-S-T-E-R. And I tore strips off our phone producer. I screamed at him.
It's not true.
It's close to true, though.
Hester.
If I was intimidating, it would have really affected him. But thankfully, I'm a complete joke of a man.
You're really not intimidating.
All right. Hester. Heather, Hester, Esther, whatever the hell you are, how do you get a good night's sleep?
Well, I have a warm cup of milk before I go to bed. And then I usually listen to the radio for about an hour and a half or so, and then I usually go to sleep pretty good.
You listen to the radio?
Yeah. Just softly, though, not, like, pumping it or anything.
Yeah. What time do you go to bed?
Oh, I go to, like, bed at 8, but I don't usually go to sleep until, like, really late at night.
So background noise, is that what you're saying is the secret?
Yeah, I like that, too.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
And a cup of milk. Sure. A cup of warm milk.
Yeah.
I've heard that a warm liquid ingested through the mouth promotes a bowel movement. Like if you feel a bit constipado, you should have a nice bowl of hot soup, and that gets the movements, the internals flowing.
Sorry.
Just don't crap the bed, Hester, is what I'm saying. While you're listening to Angus O'Loughlin on the Hit 30.
Can we move on to Rabia? Hello.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks. Hi.
Hi, Rabia.
Babe, how do you get a great night's sleep? What's your sleep hack?
So I used to sleep naked a lot.
Okay.
Used to?
I live in a house with a four-year-old now, so in case she walks in, I don't do that.
Fair enough.
You don't want to scandalize her for life.
Yeah. Well, it's my little sister, so it's all right. So my boyfriend suffered from insomnia, and I told him that if he sleeps naked, his body temperature actually adjusts so that he gets a better night's sleep. So he actually cracked insomnia by sleeping naked.
I think sleeping naked is the only way. You got to air yourself out, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Got to let the breeze flow through the privates.
Yeah, exactly. That's the way to go.
So sleep nude.
We sleep with underwear on, but...
Now, that's not nude.
It's not nude at all.
Well, yeah, that's not nude.
Naked, but he doesn't.
Yeah, right.
Nude up.
I think, for me,
warm milk, nude up.
Warm milk, nude up.
Just don't spill the milk on your bits.
Yeah, because then it will scald.
Yeah.
Kieran.
Hey, Kieran.
Maz, you absolutely nailed it with a sleep cycle app.
Yes! Isn't it the best? Do you have it? It's the greatest thing ever.
Oh, it's awesome. I don't know why it's not a standard on every phone.
They should make it mandatory.
Yeah.
Have I got to get in on this app?
You do. See how, Kieran, you sound so full of energy and so lovely.
And I'm on my way to work and I feel fine. But you're trying to tell everyone about it and no one listens to you.
I know.
Yeah. No one listens. We're in the business of trying to make people listen to us, and we're talking about a topic that no one listens to.
Kieran, thank you for backing me up on that. If you've heard this morning, when you get home, download the Sleep Cycle app and give it a go. I reckon it'll change your life forever.
Here's what I do, Maz.
Here we go. I've got no idea what you're going to say.
No.
Usually I have an inkling of where you're going to go with something. I've got nothing right now, so who knows?
You breathe in and then you hold your breath and then you breathe out, but slowly. So you breathe in and then you hold it.
For how long?
Like 8 seconds. Count to eight. And then
breathe out.
And if you do that, you'll just fall asleep off to the land of Nod. Trust me, do it.
Thanks for catching up on your favourite show on this podcast. Now, if you're a tragic Twitterer, you upload on Instagram or you stream all your favourite songs, you're going to love this deal from Ovo Mobile. Switch to an Ovo data sim now and you'll score an unbelievable 50 gigs for $59.95 on 4G. No contracts, no catches, and no more texts telling you about the additional $10 for 1 gig added to your already expensive phone plans. Can I get an amen? And as if that isn't brilliant enough, Ovo is going to give you the first month half price. So let's break this down. One whole month to enjoy 50 gigs on 4G for just $59.95 and the first month half price. 50 gigs of YouTube, social media, FaceTime, Tinder, whatever you want on the World Wide Web for half the price I know I was paying before I made the switch. ilovedata.com.au. You can open up the website right now while we get back to your favourite show.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Hey, let's talk about Star Wars. You.
No complaints from me, Maz.
I know.
Did you know there was a character called Maz in the latest Star Wars movie? Did you know that?
No.
Maz Kanata. Yeah. Played by Lupita Nyong'o, the little alien with the big eyes.
I've seen the movie and I missed that bit.
They say it Mars.
Obviously, I was paying a lot of attention during Star Wars.
You are just... Yeah, all right, yep. I like Star Wars. I'm happy to talk about it. Surprise. Dan likes Star Wars. Nerd. Yeah.
No. I like Star Wars too.
The most successful movie franchise of all time.
So it really is. It
doesn't really make you a nerd.
So they filmed... is it the Sith one, the latest one? What's it called again?
You're a mess, Maz Compton. I want you to say what it is. What is the latest Star Wars called?
It's definitely about the Force waking up.
Yep. The Force Awakens.
Yeah. Okay. So in The Force Awakens,
good morning,
right? So they filmed it a couple of years ago. So this story actually came out whilst they were filming it. I don't know if anyone remembers, but...
Right. So what, 2 years late news on the Dan and Maz
No,
show?
Because there's a development.
Okay.
Hey, you do dinosaur news, which is like millions of years old, so you can be quiet.
It's a good segment.
Actually, this is sort of like dinosaur news because it's about Harrison Ford and he's like 100. But he was on the set of The Force Awakens and he broke his leg because a metal door on the spaceship...
Falcon. On the Millennium Falcon.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say Starship Enterprise. Whoops.
Of course you were.
Wrong franchise,
man. Such a troll.
He broke his leg. Did you know that?
Yes,
the metal
yes.
door slammed into his leg, broke his leg. Yep. Owies.
Apparently, it was one of those things where he genuinely could have died.
Yeah, it was really hectic.
I like how the music got... Put the music up. Oh, no, we missed it.
Oh, you missed it.
There was just this moment where it went, dunno, when I said died. It was really good. It's like we rehearsed it.
Whoa, no, we don't rehearse anything.
No, it's straight from the top of my dome.
Quite obvious.
He really could have hurt himself. He did hurt himself, but he really could have been death.
He broke his leg. He didn't die, thankfully. The production company has been fined £1.6 million, which is $2.6 million over the accident.
Post-Brexit, it's probably about $12.
Now, it doesn't actually say if Harrison Ford... has sued the production company, or who? It's just said that the production company has been fined.
Mm.
We don't know where that money's going. We don't know what's going on with that cashola.
True.
But the production company has to hand over the money. That's a lot of money.
Well, it should go to Harrison Ford, shouldn't it?
It should. Well,
he's the one who suffered the injury.
A part of it should definitely cover his medical bills, at least. Yeah.
And also a little bit of money, just like spending money. Like when you win Sale of the Century, you get the holiday and spending money. You should get spending money.
Let's not focus on Harrison Ford. Let's focus on the real star of this story, which is the door.
That was a good pun.
The metal door.
Yeah, the door. Okay, so...
What a jerk!
Almost ruined one of the most beloved franchises of all time. That door. Imagine that. Imagine if you're a door, right? And you get to be in Star Wars. That's like a door's dream gig.
That's a really good situation.
Most doors are just
door.
On the front of houses or like in rooms. Like that's boring. That's typical door work. But if you're a door and the door people come to you and they say, "Door, you get to be on the Millennium Falcon." You go, "Yes, that is a sick job for a door. What a great job." This door rocks up to work and decides to rip a leg off Han Solo.
Yeah.
Like, come on, door. You're a jerk.
Absolute jerk.
Yep.
What we'd love to know on 131060 is when was a door a jerk to you? Yeah.
Well, doors are supposed to be our friends. They're supposed to help us get into places, get out of places.
Or stay out of places that might be dangerous.
That's it. Doors are useful. Sometimes they don't live up to their job and they're jerks. So 131060, if you want to dob in a door that's a jerk, I like to dob in my bedroom door.
Oh, really? Was your bedroom door a jerk to you?
Well, you'd think my bedroom door would be useful, wouldn't you? Like I can shut it. I can open it.
Yep.
It has a hook on the back that I can
hang things off.
My onesie and my bag and my West Coast Eagles scarf hang on the back of my door. But my door's a jerk.
And why?
Well, I've got to explain it, but I don't know how. But you know when you you know how the door and the wall and the door shuts into the wall.
Yes.
And where it shuts, there's like a little hole in the wall that the door.
For the door latch.
I guess, yeah.
The lock.
Where the door inserts into the wall. The little metal bit comes out of the door and into the wall.
Yeah.
So on the wall side of that, there's like the little metal bit.
Yep.
That little metal bit pokes out.
Oh, that's
and
not good.
It's right at the same level as the loop on my jeans for the belt. So sometimes when I'm in a bit of a rush and I quickly exit my bedroom, the loop on my belt gets caught on the metal bit of the door and I go, "Gah!" Like I get caught.
Does it give you a wedgie?
It kind of gives me a wedgie.
Yeah, that is a jerk maneuver from a door give you a wedgie.
Surprisingly, Maz, we are getting a lot of callers. So
I'm not surprised. There's a lot of doors that are out there that are jerks.
I thought doors were here to help us, but apparently not. 131060, is your door a jerk? Dob it in.
We'll get to your calls next.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
131060 is our number. We'd love to know if a door has been a jerk to you.
Door?
Any door.
Car door, trap door, Dumbledore, Gryffindor, any door.
This is all inspired by Harrison Ford, who on the set of Star Wars a couple of years ago when they were filming the latest one.
Crank it.
Go. Do it.
That'd be a good alarm.
No, it wouldn't.
Yeah, it would, because it builds and it make you jump out of bed. No. We were talking about bed earlier, but now we're talking about door.
There was a metal door on the old little spacecraft.
What's it called?
The Millennium Falcon.
Good work.
Nearly said Falcor.
That's never-ending story.
That's totally
That's
different
the luck
type
dragon.
Of vehicle. Still flies, though, doesn't it?
Yes,
still gets
you
from A to B.
Yes.
A metal door on the Millennium Falcon, smashed into Harrison Ford's leg and broke it, and now it sounded exactly like that.
That's audio from
that
the
is,
set
that
of
is
Star
Harrison
Wars,
Ford. Yeah. The production company has been sued £1.6 million.
That happened this week. Yeah,
it's a big fine.
All right,
juicy
Ben.
Fine.
We got Ben on 131060. Ben, do you want to dob in a door for being a jerk?
Definitely do.
Which one?
All right, go for it.
All right, so at my work, just a little busy thoroughfare where everyone always comes in my office. Everyone comes in, looks at my computer screen, then turns around, and what do you know, there's this door that always half closes for some reason, perfectly right where you turn around and smash right into it.
Oh, really? Does it close
every
itself?
Yeah, without fail, every time. It's right in your face.
Seriously,
that's
door?
Bad.
Seriously, door? Why are you doing that? You're a jerk.
We've got Isabel on 131060. Thanks, Ben. Isabel, are you dobbing in a door?
Yes. Every morning I leave at 7:30 and it never wants to lock and I'm always running late because of it.
Is this your front door?
Yes, this is my front door.
A finicky door.
Yeah.
So you can't lock your front door?
I have to spend like 5-10 minutes trying to get the key in and jiggle the key around.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought... Have you ever thought about getting it fixed?
Not really. I think my fiancé should fix it instead.
Okay. Oh, okay. Fair enough. All right.
Fair enough. All right. That's doors. A great stand.
Seriously,
there.
Doors are supposed to be our ally and friend and helper, but these doors, quite frankly, Maz, are a pack of jerks.
They really are. Bo has called through. Hello.
Hello. I want to dob in the jerkiest door ever. Okay. My mum's screen door, ever since I was little, and my siblings as well, the gas on the screen door shuts really quickly and always yep. cut the back of my heel.
Oh.
Whenever I go there, I avoid it like the plague. Like, all of us kids hated it.
Yeah,
like,
that's a jerk. Worst. Yeah.
Is it out of your life now? Is it out of your life now?
Yeah, I moved from Adelaide to Melbourne, so
to get away from the door.
Yeah, just to get away from that door. Yeah. It's the worst.
Screen doors in general are they're jerks.
They are, Maz.
They really are.
But they keep the flies out.
I know, but
so it's a double-edged sword.
It really is. We've got Drew on 13 10 60.
What does that mean? I'm just talking.
Oh no.
And you agree with me. You're like, yep, Dan, you're right. Sure, mate. I'm just feeling the silence.
I thought it's a double-edged door.
Oh.
Drew.
Hello.
Hey, mate.
Hey, Drew. Are you suffering a door that's a jerk?
I sure am, guys.
Tell us about it.
So here I was at my grandma's house, you know, being the good grandchild, visiting grandma and pop.
Oh,
that's
no.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, and here I am, cup of coffee in hand, walking out to the back sunroom and bang, straight into the classic old see-through deceiving door.
The glass door.
Here's coffee all down the front of me, everywhere. And I look over and thanks, Grandma, laughing.
Ah,
she would have
I've
been
ever seen
it.
My grandma laugh.
That's good. That's funny. Maybe your door's a bit of a comedian and it sort of pranked you. It stitched
yeah,
you
I
up.
Think so. In my grandma's eyes, probably, but not mine.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Yeah, the old sliding door.
Every time I go through any sort of glass sliding door, even if I know for a fact it's definitely open, I put my hand out in front of
just
me.
Just to check.
Always. Always.
Safety first.
Always.
Safety first.
You can adopt that one if you want, Drew. Although you can,
I might feel that.
But you can keep cracking Nana up with your hilarious slapstick comedy.
Yeah, that's a good one. She'll yeah. come to expect it.
Give
next
the old
time
bird a chuckle. All right, we're down to Maz. Good stuff.
Yeah. Excellent.
You're waking up with Dan and Maz Weekend. Lights up, makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about.
Morning legends, Dan and Maz Weekends. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, Dan.
Hi.
How are you feeling ahead of today's festivities?
Yeah, well, it is my brother's wedding, Tom and Hayley.
That's so exciting, mate.
Hayley.
Oh, is that their Hom. Celebrity couple name?
Hom.
No, Taylor. Definitely Taylor.
Neither. Doesn't have the Bennifer ring to it, does it? But, you know, they're arguably better than Bennifer because didn't that implode?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Dan, you're the best man.
Already I'm getting texts from Tom already this morning.
Oh, is he being a groomzilla?
No, his shoes are the wrong colour.
What do you mean the wrong colour? Surely he should have figured that out before the wedding day.
Maz, I personally think the exact same thing. He texted me a picture. He's like, what colour are these? They aren't. They're not tan. I'm like, mate, those are brown.
Dude.
They're not tan. Those are brown.
Oh, no.
So he's off to buy shoes.
Oh, good. Spot a shoe shopping on your wedding day. Well, it'll distract him. Well, I'm the best man. You are. Yeah. I attended one of my great friend's weddings yesterday. I was the celebrant. And it was very interesting. So what I thought I would do, Dan, is I made some notes at my friend's wedding that I thought I'd pass on to you.
Oh, about how to best man.
Yeah, I observed the best man.
This is
the
great.
Best men.
This is
so
good.
I'll give you some tips next. Is that cool?
Yep.
Excellent.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Guys, I was so lucky to be asked to marry my friend Mike and his wife now, Sharada. Yesterday, it was a great wedding and I was the official celebrant, even though
yeah.
I'm not a legal celebrant. So
so you're like a bad girl.
I'm a show,
renegade.
A show celebrant.
A maverick.
I really am.
We
had a legal celebrant who did the legal lines and she signed the marriage certificate and I did the rest. I did the whole ceremony.
Wow. So you're like the the pretty version. And then she's the legal one on the side. Yes, and also technically we need to say the following words. And you're like,
she was my body double.
Oh, that's so funny.
It was really cool. And she, her name's Melissa. She was amazing. She really helped me with the whole process because I wrote the whole ceremony and I tailored it to my friend Mike and his beautiful bride, Shazzy. And I just made it really personal and really fun.
Good work,
so
Maz.
That was my role in the day. So I sort of did all of that stuff. And then it was just get on the cruise, have a good time, end up at the reception and dance the night away. And it was really good. But I know there's, you know, other people involved in weddings. Your role, for example, yes. Dan, as the best man. And you're sort of on duty all night.
Am I?
Well, you are. I mean, you're doing a speech, aren't you?
Yes.
That happens at the
actually,
end.
That's another thing I have to do is I have to print out my speech and my brother's speech because it's my brother's wedding and he's the groom and he has to do a speech. And God bless him, he's a little nervous and he's emailed me through a few drafts. And
have you written his speech for him?
No, I deliberately didn't, Maz. He emailed me and he's like, oh, hey, bro, okay. So maybe you can sort of, you know, punch this up a bit.
If
and I'm
you,
like, no.
See, if
I'm
you
doing
wrote
my own.
Your brother's speech, it would be all about you.
My favourite bit. I shouldn't be reading all these texts and all these emails, but they're quite cute, and I really love my brother. And okay. He sent me one, and he goes, I've got to say thank you for the cake, but what do you say about a cake?
Oh, my gosh, he's so cute.
What do you say about a cake, bro? I shouldn't read any more out because he...
Don't read any more out. You don't want to ruin it.
I don't want to give him too much speech gold because I want to save it for mine.
So are you the closer? Are you the final speaker?
No, he is.
Oh, good.
So
good,
I'm
good.
His warm-up act. I've got to whip them into a frenzy and then he's just got to come in and put a cherry on the
cake. That's great. I love that idea.
I will tell you one thing I've got in my speech.
Okay.
I've got a rugby analogy. Because Tom's a rugby man. Yeah,
he's a rugby man. That's perfect.
He met his fiancée. I can stop saying fiancée and just say wife after today, which is great because it's less syllables.
Yeah,
helpful. He met his fiancée while he was playing rugby overseas.
Oh, that's great.
So I've got a rugby analogy.
Okay, I love that.
But I haven't played rugby since I was a teenager, so I might have to run it by him and he can help me out.
Yeah, well, maybe.
But anyway, so I want to know, how I can nail this best manning.
Yeah, so a couple of observations that I had from yesterday. So Mike had 8 best men. And you would say, no, he had 8 groomsmen. I'm like, no, he told them all they were the best man.
So what, they did a speech, like each of them a word at the time or something?
Two of the best men were his brothers and they did a duo speech and it was incredible.
Can you give me some zingers I can use?
One brother was hilarious. He actually read out a telegram. Well, it was probably an email, let's say email, from one of the boys that Mike went to school with who he hasn't spoken to for like 17 years.
Close friends. He
contacted him to get all the dirt on Mike when he was at primary school and stuff. And Mike was just like, are you kidding me? Like, I literally have not heard this boy's name in 17 years and he's done like 2 minutes at my wedding. It was brilliant.
Wait, am I supposed to roast my brother?
Well,
that was what you do at the 21st.
Well, here's the thing. Because it was a double act, right, Rob roasted and then Dave came in with all the niceties.
Good cop, bad cop.
It was perfect. So you're going to have to sort of channel your multiple personalities, Dan, and do a bit of a roast, and then you bring it home with the good stuff.
Okay, all right. This is great. 13, 10, 60.
Is this helpful?
Help me be the best man. Like any awesome best manning you've seen, great speech moments, just generally like maybe you got married and your best man was terrible and you can say, here's what I really could have helped, that really could have helped me out.
Yeah, or just handy hints or maybe something that Dan could say to his brother, like just before Hayley walks down the aisle, or how do we make Dan the best man? 13 10 60 is the number, or tweet us, we're at Dan and Maz.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Hey, our number's 13 10 60. We'd love to hear from you. Dan is his brother's best man at the wedding today.
Today.
It's so exciting. Tom and Hayley are getting married.
It is.
And we want to make sure that Dan is the best man.
Got to nail it. I want to
nail it. You really do. So I was at a wedding yesterday. I married my friends, Mike and Shazzy.
So you were the celebrant. This is the thing, Maz. You and I, we're the kind of people that always get roped into doing stuff at weddings.
And you know what? I usually get asked to MC a wedding. So unless I'm bridal party... The next best friend gets the job of the MC.
I've done that. I'm undercover MC today.
I've MC'd a lot of weddings. I much prefer being the celebrant. I think that's just going to be my thing now. If someone's like, can you be involved in my wedding? I'm like, yeah, I'll marry you and that's it.
Yeah, great.
but you're the best man. This is a big deal. It's your brother.
And I'm enjoying the tweets that people are tweeting as well.
Good.
This one is interesting.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
This is from Peter, who's tweeted us and says, just avoid talking about hashtags in your speech. It's such an old person thing to do. Talking about, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Oh, they're so hashtag lovely. I don't know.
Is there a hashtag for the wedding?
Well, Tom rang me yesterday and he said to me, oh, bro. I'm like, are you worried? And he's like, no, just what's the hashtag for the wedding going to be? I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, Hayley reckons you're good at coming up with hashtags. Can you think of one? And I went, what about Tom and Hayley?
You're a genius, mate. You're a genius.
I don't know. Are you supposed to come up with a funny one? I don't know.
I'm no help.
And Tom's
got any hashtags, any references in your speech to hashtags?
No, I don't. Okay, so I should be okay. But
be
then
sweet.
Again, maybe I should say the hashtag for the event so people can all get it trending.
But that's in your MC role. That's not in your speech.
Correct. No, you're right. Yeah.
You're wearing a couple of hats today.
I've got a good zinger that I was thinking of doing. Like right from the start, just go, I'd like to propose a toast to the lovely pair. And I'm not talking about Hayley's breasts.
Definitely do not do that.
I think it might be funny though.
No, I think
it might be so bad it's good.
No, that joke will land flat, unlike Hayley's breasts.
Oh, I love that Hayley right now is waking up on her wedding day and on national radio we're discussing her breasts.
You can't objectify your future sister-in-law.
You just can't. Put it that way, it sounds bad, but it might just be a funny line.
No. I highly recommend you don't. If you do, though, please record it so that we can play the audio tomorrow on the show.
Okay.
We've got FOMU on 131060. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Really good. What's your advice for Dan so that he can be the best man?
That he should shout the entire bridal party after the wedding.
Oh,
buy them a round of drinks.
That's a really good. Or maybe just rock up with a bottle of bubbles beforehand and get them a bit liquored up.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I think you should tank everybody up.
Okay, so what you're saying is get people drunk.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Well, maybe just not drunk, maybe just a glass.
Yeah, well, that's Dan, for the toast or whatever. FOMU, do you think my joke about here's a toast to the lovely pair is a good joke?
No.
It's bad.
Yeah, it's a very bad joke.
It's bad. Oh, it's a bad joke.
I know, but that's why I like it. It's so bad. It's good.
How big is the bridal party? Like how many groomsmen and bridesmaids are there? Do you know?
There's me, Pat, Sammy. Vinos. And Tom. So that's five.
So there's 10.
No, there's one extra on the other side.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Because Tom was going to get a mate to come over from England, but he didn't come over, and now it's asymmetrical, and Tom was really worried, and I just said to him, look, mate, there's worse things to worry about.
It'll be fine. Yeah. We've got Angela on 131060. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, Angela. Really reckon I should open my speech with, here's a toast to the lovely pair, and I'm not
talking
about...
I think it screams of Donald Trump, sweetheart.
Oh, it is a bit, isn't it?
Oh, it's very Trump.
A big miss, I've got to say.
But thank you, Angela. Thank
it's a bit
you.
Massage, isn't it?
For you.
So massage.
Yeah, dodge that one. Yeah. I would actually call the speech like a horse race. I heard this years ago.
What?
And it was brilliant. This guy stood up and he was so wonderful and he said, oh, look, I'm very unaccustomed to speaking and I'm a bit nervous today, which makes everyone just go, I don't want to hear this.
Yeah.
Then he said, so I'm not going to call the speech. I'm going to channel someone, a dear friend of mine, a guy called Johnny Tapp. It was in Sydney. Johnny Tapp is a famous race caller up there.
Okay. So he
proceeded to start to call the best friend's race life like a race. So he's there going, and here comes the cricket career. Oh, it's coming up from, oh, dodgy leg has taken over on the outside.
Oh,
and here comes up, oh, it's fallen flat, it's gone out the back. And it goes on and on and on until he goes, and here comes, who's this horse? I've never seen this horse. Where's she come from? Where's this one come from? She's coming up from the back of the pack. Oh, my goodness, it's Miss Joanna. Miss Joanna's making it. I can't believe that Miss Joanna is actually coming up and she's won it. Who the hell is Miss Joanna? Let's find out more.
and it was beautiful. Oh, it was really very clever. I've now seen similar things on YouTube, but this was in Sydney
the
20
original.
Years ago.
Yeah, oh, okay. This is the originator.
It was fantastic. So,
oh,
give it a go.
No, I can't. I'll stuff it up.
You have to plan it. You've only got 24 hours. But
not even. I've got about, it's at 4 p.m.
Okay, well, you better leave now and go listen on it.
Well, he's got to finish the show, babe, and then you can get on with it.
Oh, I don't have the guts to do that.
Jenna, exactly. I think you're going to be fantastic. If all eyes are on Dan, if the spotlight is a shining, you'll be fabulous.
We've got one more. We've got Jess calling up. I just want to get as many tips as possible.
Yeah, no, this is fantastic stuff. Jess?
Yes, hello.
Hey, babe.
How's it going?
How can I be best man?
Look, I think having a fresh pair of undies in your pocket never goes wrong. I've got a hospitality background. I've worked a lot of weddings. I've seen a lot of things. And all I can say is this is a hot tip, not just for weddings, but probably for life also.
I don't even want to know what you've seen, quite frankly.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
Do people often poo in their pants?
Well,
is that
not
what
just
you're insinuating?
It's a long day, and look, maybe they do that, maybe they don't. Maybe people might want to be fresh towards the
You're just saying freshen up before the speech. Just so you
exactly.
feel fresh.
Yes.
We should have just stopped at the race call. That's what we should have stopped.
Even wearing undies or are you going commando?
I always wear underwear, Maz, because I'm terrified of being dacked. I always wear underwear. It's another one of my little things. I always wear. I'm always scared that someone might de-pant me. Anyway, okay. Thanks for your tweets as well, at Dan and Maz.
Okay, you'll be fine, mate.
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah, no, you're going to do a great job. Yeah. Dan and Maz, good morning.
Here's to the lovely pair.
No.
All right.
Okay. Do not open with that.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
The presidential race is underway.
Race? More like racist.
No, Maz, I'll stop you right there because we're going to discuss Donald Trump tomorrow. So we've given today to discussing Hillary.
Oh, good. Well, we have to do that.
Controversies around her.
As broadcasters, we do have to give equal airtime to both candidates. So this is perfect. Yes. So
tomorrow,
today's Hillary Day.
Tomorrow we'll be talking about the sexist comments from Donald Trump, which happened last weekend. We didn't get to it last weekend.
Cannot wait to bring that up.
That's going to be tomorrow. We're going to talk about his locker room talk, which was
what
he called it.
What's going on with our camp? Clinton.
If we're looking at Clinton, we're talking about her email scandal.
Okay,
that's
great.
The sort of, that's Ooh. Her naughty, that's her slap on the wrist, her
Juicy.
Having her sort of secondary email, or doing her emails on a private server rather than the government
server. Is this WikiLeaks?
Yeah, so WikiLeaks have released a lot of the sort of emails, and it's quite interesting stuff to pore over. For example, did you know one of the emails was about the secret to a good risotto?
That's fantastic.
As
in she has the secret to the great risotto?
Her campaign manager. These are her campaign manager's emails,
this
right?
Is
one
amazing.
Of them was someone, they were discussing about making risotto and he was like, the campaign manager was emailing and saying, why can't you just add all the stock at once? Like,
that
slowly,
is amazing.
Slowly add the stock. It releases the starches, gives it a creamy texture.
Hillary Ovs, not paleo. Because that's grains. So.
But did you know that Bill is a vegan?
I did not know that Bill is a vegan.
Found that out the other day.
But he loved a piece of meat.
This is another great bit of juice, though, that's in the emails. An email from one Tom DeLonge.
Formerly of Blink-182.
Correct.
Wow.
And get this, he emailed John Podesta, the campaign manager for Hillary Clinton. This is a true fact. I read this week. Emailed
Tom from
him,
Blink-182.
Emailed him about UFO. O's.
This is brilliant. And this is legit. We know these emails are 100% legit.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
they were through WikiLeaks.
Yes,
like
it,
we know that they're actual documents.
Yes.
So
and
what's Tom banging on about UFOs
he
for?
He basically was saying that he had, he's obsessed with UFOs. I didn't know this.
He is. Well, when he left Blink-182, he did a few things and then he created this band called Angels and Airwaves and he's definitely gone down an interesting life path. I believe that he has studied extraterrestrial activity. Like he studies it now.
He was talking about meeting with Hillary's campaign manager, meeting with, for two, he said, we only need 2 hours of your time, him and
who's
some
people. Who's we? Who is we? It's obviously not Mark Hoppus and Travis Barker.
No, it's like
it's not those guys.
A-level officials. government officials. Roswell people, Maz. Roswell.
Like
people.
Area 51 stuff.
He is a UFO nut. And there are many ways we could take the conversation now.
Great.
But why the hell not open up the phones to people who want to discuss UFOs?
So if you've seen a UFO or if you've had a UFO encounter.
If you're a bit of a Blink-182 rocker, Tom DeLonge, and you are like, oh yeah, I'm obsessed with this too.
The truth is out there.
We aren't Hillary Clinton, but we are a national radio show. So if you've got a platform that you want to share your views on UFOs.
Just back on the email. Do we know what Tom wanted to discuss with Hills? Like, what did it say, hey, I've got solid proof that there's UFOs going on, or I know that there's a dirty cover-up and I need to bring it to your attention? Like, what's his motivation here?
I think he just genuinely wanted to bring to attention. I can't quite get to the bottom of it from based on what I'm reading here, Mazzy, but what I can tell is that Tom has connections or hookups, because he researches a lot of this stuff.
Yes.
With former, like, top-level officials who know things, and he wants to sit down with Hillary's campaign manager and say, look, listen to what these guys have to say, kind of vibe. But wow. Hillary was Secretary of State.
Yeah.
And still is. So I don't see what... surely Hillary would know more than the guy from Blink-182. Surely.
Tom DeLonge has surprised us in many ways over the years, so who knows?
Yeah.
Okay, so the question on 131060, and this is serious... Like, I believe Tom. I believe that he's got some good old intel on some, I don't know, aliens or whatever. Have you seen a UFO? Have you had an encounter?
We're a national radio show. If you've got a story you want to tell about aliens...
We want to hear about
it. The whole country will hear it if you tell it to us.
Yeah.
Tom DeLonge. From Blink-182, feel free to call and share your opinions.
Oh, yeah.
Because you've got a bunch of them.
We'd love
Apparently
to chat to him about that.
Apparently, he first met Hillary's campaign manager because he was doing a documentary on UFOs. That's how this all started.
Yeah. He's right in that world.
He's right in it.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Good morning, everybody.
Tomorrow, we'll talk about Donald Trump. Today, we're talking about Hillary.
That's right.
Fair coverage of the foibles of both candidates. Plenty to talk about with Donald Trump.
There's so much material out of this election campaign.
He is an awful person.
Oh, it's frightening.
But today we're putting the Dan and Maz fine-tooth comb over Hillary Clinton and talking about the email scandal. And
this is great.
One of the emails that was uncovered by WikiLeaks that she kept on her private server was an email from Tom DeLonge from Blink-182 about UFOs.
Yeah. It's great stuff.
Now,
I feel like post Blink-182, Tom's gone on a bit of a extraterrestrial hunt.
Yeah, apparently he's really into it. He met Hillary Clinton's campaign manager.
Studies it.
He met the campaign manager doing a documentary on aliens. And one of the emails was him saying, hey, can I sit down with you and a couple of... high-ranking officials who know things. Interesting.
Question mark.
Yeah, anyway.
No one expected that
to turn up in Hillary's inbox.
Yeah. Don't know if they've had the meeting. Don't know where that email chain got to. But we want to talk to you on 131060 if you've seen a UFO.
Yep.
Like if you've
just got a theory about it, you're sick for it, like Tom from Blink-182. Graham.
Hey, guys, how are we?
Hey, so good, mate.
Good. Now, Graham, are you about to drop some truth bombs on Australia right now?
Oh, I hope so.
All right.
Okay, what's going on?
Yeah.
Oh, look, it's just a couple of years ago, guys. We were flying an aircraft back from a job and we're operating on night vision goggles.
Sorry, backtrack. What do you do? Are we talking Jetstar? What are we talking here?
No. We're talking EMS, Emergency Medical Service Helicopter.
Oh. Okay, helicopter.
Yep.
Helicopter.
Cool, good to know, right.
Emergency Medical Service Helicopter.
On you, Graham. That's a great service you provide.
EMSH. Got it.
All right.
That's the one.
So you're in the chopper. And, you got the night vision goggles on.
Yeah, we're in the chopper at night with on goggles coming home from a job. And we had a couple of lights come off the water, fly towards us. And you couldn't see them when you came off gogs, but when you're on gogs, you could see them. They came up towards the aircraft and then took off at about an 80-degree angle straight up and disappeared.
No. That's awesome.
And to this day, we still don't know what they were.
That's awesome.
So do you believe that the truth is out there, Graham?
I've always believed.
Yeah.
They're definitely UFOs because that's an unidentified flying object. So that's
totally.
But are they evidence of extraterrestrial life? It's got to be an explanation somewhere.
Graham, did you freak out? Were you spooked in that moment or were you intrigued? What happened?
We were more intrigued. Myself and my crewman were just discussing because the people in the back never saw it. And we discussed it for days and days, but we never followed it up.
And when you got home, did you consider contacting Tom DeLong from Blink-182?
I would have if I had his number.
Yeah, or Hillary's campaign manager.
Or Hillary, That's a great story, Graham. That's cool.
Okay.
It's full on.
Jade. We got Jade on 131060. We're talking about UFOs. WikiLeaks discovered that Tom from Blink-182 emailed the Hillary Clinton campaign about UFOs. They've leaked the email. We're wondering, is there anything you want to talk about related to aliens and UFOs and stuff, Jade?
Well, I've always had a feeling that they were.
Just a feeling.
Never really had an experience until a couple of years ago.
What happened, Jade?
Farming.
Were you?
But I was bringing the cows up to milk, and you know it was clouded overnight. I'd driven all the way to work, no stars, no lights, couldn't even see the moon, and out of nowhere, I'm getting the cows up. You know, they're just mooing and walking and doing their thing. Get the cows up, and out of nowhere, these big lights just shine. Now, we're on a massive property. There are no, you can't see lights for miles. There's no one around. And out of nowhere, these big, bright, white and orange lights lift up from the paddock.
Whoa.
And they got brighter and brighter. And you could see a shape of a form of almost, it was kind of like disc-like, but there was like a middle bit as well. It was really... really intriguing. I'm shaking as I'm saying this.
Yeah.
And then what happened? What did the lights do?
It just got brighter and then it just started like hovering and then out of nowhere it just vanished.
Oh, Jay, that's a great story.
That's a great story.
And I was so scared to tell anyone and I had a few drinks with a couple of friends and I told them and it was interesting because once you start talking to people, there are a lot of different experiences that people have with.
So, Jade,
this kind of thing.
Were you by yourself at the time?
I was.
Just you and the cows.
Just me and the cows and, a quad bike. And the funny thing is, a couple of my other friends who have farmed on different properties or who fish really early have also seen strange things out on the bay or.
In the area? In the same area?
Different areas.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah.
I thought maybe you were in a hot spot or something.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like the lights lit up like 10 paddocks. Like it was just
it's
insane.
Just amazing.
What I want to do is if there's like a scientist or like a nerd or a boffin or something listening and they
like
can
Tom
explain
DeLong.
It. Maybe not like a former punk rocker, maybe like a proper like scientist.
A scientist
who hears
would be
that
good.
And goes, oh, yeah, we hear that a lot. That's swamp gas or something like that. Who can explain it? That'd be quite interesting.
Okay.
Because we've still got 15 minutes of airtime, so why the hell
yeah,
not?
Yeah, we do. Oh, absolutely.
We got Kyle on 131060. Hey, Kyle.
Kyle, we're great. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Have you?
Good, good. Just want to start off with, we've got an Area 51 in Australia.
Really?
You've hooked me, Kyle. Keep talking. You've hooked me.
It's called Pine Gap Facility.
Okay.
I'm writing this down. I don't know why, but I'm writing it down.
Yep. It's essentially, it's all closed off. Army, it's militarized. You can't get in. It's full blocked out. You can't research it.
What state is it in?
It up.
It's in
it's South Australia.
Oh, yeah,
South
yeah.
South Australia.
Middle of Australia, yeah.
Yep. Oh. So it's all cordoned off. There's obviously rumors about it. Same with Area 51.
Kyle, how do you know this?
Yeah, why are you interested in this, Kyle?
I work in aviation, so I know certain areas where there's either no fly zones.
Oh, okay. I've actually got our producer has written on the caller ID screen that I've got in front of me, is this legal? ? I don't know. Are we allowed to legally talk about this on air?
Sure.
Legally, it's on Google.
I'm looking at it on Wikipedia, so it can't be that dodgy.
So, Kyle, what's your theory?
My theory is, in relation to UFOs, we are a huge universe. We are not the only planet that orbits in a terraforming environment where
life can grow. Big word.
Yeah, it is.
So,
it's a really big word.
I say yes. I say there's an infinite world out there that we haven't explored or other places people are exploring us. So, it's a scary world.
But Kyle... I don't know. I feel like I can nerd out with you for a little bit. There's a paradox called the Fermi paradox, which says if you reckon aliens are out there, where the bloody hell are they? Why haven't they contacted us? Surely, if they exist,
do you know what? Maybe humans can be jerks. Maybe they just don't want to. Maybe they had a little poke around on Earth and they're like, you know what? They're just a bunch of idiots, those humans. Let's go somewhere else.
Yeah, but
they could look at how we treat our own environment.
Yeah, they're ruining the planet. They're using all their resources. They're like tearing down the rainforest. They're being idiots.
Does the ant know that the freeway exists? No. Maybe we are just the ant. Yeah.
What?
Deep. Anyway, gosh, we've been banging on for a bit. I think we actually
I love this stuff. We should do this more often. This is good chat.
Hey, if you want to get on board 131060, if you've got something you want to talk about with regards to...
Kyle, thank you, by the way.
Yeah, thanks, Kyle.
I hope that you didn't, break any laws or anything.
By broadcasting it.
I don't think so.
We're a couple of Edward Snowdens, aren't we, Mazzy? We're a couple of Julian Assanges. Just lifting the lid on the secrets.
Yeah, 100%.
All right. Anyway, if you've got more to add on aliens and stuff, like Blink-182 guitarist Tom DeLonge, 131060. Otherwise, wow. Whoa.
Dan and Maz Weekends.